So, Parshas Shmois. Vayomer Moshe el Elokim, hine anoichi bol bnei Yisrael v'amarti lehem, Elokei avoyseichem shluchani aleichem. Vayomri li mashmoi, ma omar lechem. So, Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I come to Klal Yisrael, and I say, Elokei avoyseichem shluchani aleichem, and they ask me, what is his name? So, what should I answer? Vayomer Elokim el Moshe, eke asher eke. I will be who I will be. Vayomer ko tomar livnei Yisrael, eke shluchani aleichem. So, what is the name Eke? First of all, Eke Shlochani. The Gemara in Brochus, and Rashi brings down, Eh ye yimoyim betzora zois, meaning I will be with them in this tzora, Eh ye yimoyim beshibud shamalchius, and I will be with them in the next shibud malchius. And Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, Da'al tzora beshaitem, in what should I mention other tzoras that you'll be with them? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, nice. Kotoymar, Ekesh Lachani Alechem. First of all, Marshal says, Zichar Kudosh Baruch Hu didn't change his mind. Such a simple cheshbon. Elamai Kudosh Baruch Hu always meant to tell them only Ekesh Lachani Alechem, not Eke Asher Eke. So then, what's the conversation? And why is this the name of Kudosh Baruch Hu? Because if you look right afterwards, Vayom Elohim, Kotomar Hashem Elohim Avoyseichem, Hawaii, Yudki Vovke, Loki Avoyseichem, Loki Avrom, Loki Yitzchak, Loki Yaakov, Shlochan Aleichem. So Hashem's name is Yudki Vovke. So what does Eke have to do? And this is the only time in the Chumash, this three times Eke, is the only time the name Eke appears in the Torah. So first of all, what does it mean the Hashem Eke? Second thing is, what does it mean that I will be with them in this Torah, and I will be with them in future Torahs? Why is this the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If Yudki Vovke is the name afterwards. And what does it mean? The Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to say, I'll be with them in this Torah and future Torahs. Moshe Rabbeinu answers back, Daya Letzare B'Shaita, only let's focus on this Torah. What is this whole entire conversation? Now, on this Pasuk, there is a Machloekes HaTargumim. There's a discussion among different Targumim. Targum Yeres Ben Uziel translates the Pasuk. And he says like this, V'amar Hashem l'Moshe, Dein de'amar ve'ha ve'alma, the one who spoke and the world came to be, ve'omar ve'ha ve'kula, and he spoke and everything came to be. Right? So in other words, he translates Eke Asher Eke, the one that said and the world came to be, and he's the one that spoke and made everything happen. I'm the one who did it in the past and who will do it in the future. Eke means in the past and in the future. So the Targum translates, Yonasan ben Uziel translates both Eke Asher Eke, the one that spoke and created the world, the one that spoke and made everything happen, and Eke Shlachani Aleichem, I'm the one who made things happen and who will make things happen. So he translates. If you go to Targum Yerushalmi says, "Ve'omer mimrei d'Hashem le'Moshe dein de'amar ve'omer v'havi ve'otel le'meim alei v'havi alma." Eke Asher Eke is the one who spoke and made the world happen. Is the one who make things happen in the future. Kidan te'mariv ne'Israel Eke Shlochan Alechem. The second Eke he doesn't translate. So Eke Asher Eke does translate the one who made it happen and the one who make it happen, but Eke Shlochan Alechem doesn't translate. That is Targum Yerushalmi. Targum Onkelus doesn't translate anything. V'omar Hashem le'Moshe Eke Asher Eke. V'omar Kidnanti Malivni Yisrael Eke Shalchani Levosayin. So that's Machloikis, the Targum Onkelus, Targum Yonas, and Targum Yerushalmi. The question is, what's Machloikis between them? Interestingly enough, is the following. We know that if there is a Shem Shamayim, the Targum never translates. Because you can't translate Shem Shamayim. And if you go to the exhibit now, Dead Sea Scrolls, you see something fascinating. That sometimes Shem Havai is written in Ksav Ashuris, sometimes Shem Havai is written in Ksav Ivri. Ivri is pictographs, meaning that the letters, the ancient Hebrew used in Bais Rishon, that the letters are basically symbols, right? Let's say the Ayin is a symbol of an eye, the base is a symbol of a house, the Aleph, what comes with the aluf is a symbol of an ox, the gimel of a camel. Right? Symbolic pictographs. So that was in Bais Rishon. And we know the Shem Shamayim is written sometimes in Der Ksaviv, in Ksav Ivri. And everybody, the scholar said, the Shaila, what's the Pshat? Did the Pshat, because we know Ksav Ashuri is something that Ezra instituted in Bais Sheni. So these people of Qumran, did they believe that the original Ksav is really Ksav Ivri? And that's the original Ksav, and Ksav Ashuri was some kind of an invention later. So therefore Shem Shamayim, which is the holiest, they wrote in Ksav Ivri. Or perhaps the opposite, that maybe the Ksav that they believed is the holiest Ksav is Ksav Ashuri, that Ezra reinstituted the Ksav that was even earlier than Ksav Ivri. But sometimes they wrote Shem Shamayim in Ksav Ivri because of the extreme kedusha of Ksav Ashuri, they wanted to write Ksav Ivri in Shem Shamayim to lower its kedusha. If you go to the exhibit here on 42nd Street, the answer is very clear. Because if you look carefully in all the manuscripts there is a big difference when is Ksav Ivri, Shem Shamayim, Yud Kevavki, and when is Ksav Ashuri. Anytime it's part of the Tanakh, in the Kisvei HaKodesh, which is the Chumash or the Nevi'im, is always written Yud Kevavki in Ksav Ashuri. When they have the translation, the Pesher, which translates the Torah into Aramaic, Shem Shamayim, like the Targum, is never translated. But when they write the Shem Shamayim in such a situation, not translated, they write it in Ksav Ivri. When there is the Greek translation is also all translated, except Shem Shamayim is never translated, but it's not written Ksav Ashuri, it's written Ksav Ivri. So you see, Beferush, that's something which is a higher Kedusha, they use Shem Shamayim. But when something is a lower Kedusha, like the Pesher, they didn't use Shem Shamayim. They didn't translate, because Shem Shamayim has to be in the original form. But they didn't want to use the real Ksav Ashuri that has too much Kedusha, because it could be thrown out. They use lower Ksav. By the way, the Ramah writes that us, we don't write Yud Kevavke in the Sidur, we write Yud Yud. So you see that this is an old minag, that they didn't write Shem Shamayim. They wrote at that time not Yud Yud, but they wrote Ksav Ivri. And they have there, interestingly enough, a Tehillim. So the scholars already ask, the Tehillim is very funny, because first of all, it has a few Mizmoirim that they're not Tehillim. It's made up Mizmoirim. And even the Tehillim that they have, many times it's paraphrased. Instead of reading Shir Lamalois, it's written Shir Hamalois. So why is it so different? And I think this, and on that Tehillim, Shem Shamayim is also in Ksav Ivri. But I think the scholars are making a mistake. This is not, you see, there are no Mizmoirim, this is not a Tehillim. It's really a Seder. It's liturgy. That's why they have Pirkei Tehillim like we have. We have Pirkei Tehillim as part of our davening. So they had a Seder. And because it's a Seder, Shem Shamayim is also written in Ksav Ivri, not Ksav Ashuri, like by us, not to Chashon be lost. But be as it may, you see one thing. You see, Shem Shamayim is never translated. So Eke Asher Eke, is it a Shem Shamayim or not? So if you realize it's a three-way machlekes, the machlekes of Targum Unclus holds that Eke Asher Eke is not translated, and Eke Shlachan Yalechem Eke alone is also not translated. All of them are Shem Shamayim. Targum Yonas Mezuel translates all of them because he holds neither is a Shem Shamayim. And Targum Yerushalmi holds that the Eke Asher Eke is not Shem Shamayim, but Eke alone is Shem Shamayim. And this is L'chora Machloik is Rishonim. Because if you look at Shulchan Aruch, the Shevash names which are not in Chokin, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that is Kel, Elokai, Elokim, etc., and it does not include Eke Asher Eke. The Shulchan Aruch brings down the Gersa Datur, that the Tur does consider Eke Asher Eke Shem Shamayim. So the Machloik is the Targum Yosef Ben Uziel, and Unkluz is there. And the Rambam brings down that Eke is Hashem Shomayim, not Eke Asher Eke, Eke alone the Shem Shomayim. So you see, before that, this machlok is the Targumim. But that's very funny. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has been asked for Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name. He tells you a name that he's not even machlok if it's a name or not. What does that mean? Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells him a name that is not even clear that that's a name. And what's the machlok is between the Targumim? Is it the Shem Shomayim or not? But even more, the Targum Yunkelus does not translate the word Asher, because the word Asher in Aramaic should be the word Di. It doesn't say Eke Di Eke, it said Eshker Asher Eke. So it's mashma, but the name Eke Asher Eke is in itself one name, the Shem Shamayim, right? But it's very schwer. By the way, Rabbi Shapir brings down in the Hevra B'Zim B'Shkarov, you see that Echsi Asher Eke, L'Choyer is Hashem Shomayim. Nafkemina L'Aloch is, can you erase the word Asher in between Eke and Asher Eke? Or can you write the word Asher, Eke, Asher Eke, in two different lines? Because Hashem Shomayim has to be written all together in one line. If Eke, Asher Eke is Hashem, so then you can split it up. So the fact, the mere fact that the Targum does not translate the word Asher, Lechora makes it Hashem Shomayim. But it's very severe, because then there are eight Shem Vishad Nimchokim, Eke, and Eke Asher Eke. And the Halacha is the only seven Shem Vishad Nimchokim. Okay? So that's question number one. Question number two is the Goyen of North. The Goyen asks, why is Eke Asher Eke the same? The Shechon Aruch doesn't bring the name Eke alone. They only bring the name Eke Asher. It bring Asher Eke. So why is that name? So the Goyen says, because usually when you have Shem Shomayim and he repeats, the Sheker Shem Shomayim is not Koedesh, it's Chol. The Moshe, Elokei HaElokim. Elokei is Koedesh, HaElohim is Chol. So Eke Asher Eke, you'd have thought that the second Eke is not the Shem Shomayim. Komash Balan, that in Eke Asher Eke, even the second Shem is Shem Shomayim. So you see, Befirish, with the Grot two things. And the Goyen says, and there are only three times in Chumash, this Shem, Eke. Right here. Eke, Asher Eke, and Eke. So it's much from the Goyen that the word Shem is only Eke. Only happens to be that Eke, Asher Eke, the second Shem Eke is repeated. But if, number one, it would be an Eke, Asher Eke, a separate name, the Goyen would have said, that's why the Shechon Aruch brings Eke, Asher Eke. Not because of it. And not only that, the Goyen should have said the word Asher. He's telling you a Chidush. He doesn't say that. He says, Mashma, that the word Asher is not Shem Shomayim. If that is not Shem Shomayim, why doesn't the Targum translate? So, Bimanovshach, if it's a Shem Shomayim, you have a problem. First of all, what's the Goyen saying? That is a repetition of the name. Number one, it would be eight names, not seven names, right? And if it is not a Shem Shomayim, so what does the Targum translate? So that's question number one of the name Eke Asher Eke. And Stam, according to the Gro, why is the second Eke also a name? Eke Asher Eke. Usually the second Shem Shomayim is always Chol. Here is an exception that's not Chol. Why is that so? So if you want to say the name Eke Asher Eke, in Chazal, this is not a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the source of all the names. The Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Haya hoy veviye. Eke is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You see, Eke is a Kodesh Baruch Hu talking in the first person. Kibiyochel is talking about himself. Yudki Vovki is Ihiye. Only the Vov is instead of the Yud. We relate to him. He will be, is in the third person. Eke is the name that Kodesh Baruch Hu calls himself, which means the Eke is the Shoresh of Kol HaShemes. What does the Shem Eke mean? So the Ramban here and the Meshech Chochma say the same idea. Says the Ramban, what does the name Eke mean? V'yid Omer b'medrash Agoda. Umau Eke Asher Eke. Keshem shata hoy v'yimi. Eke Asher Eke is I will be what you make me to be. Umau Eke Asher Eke. Keshem shata hoy v'yimi. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, you know what my name is? However you are with me, that's how I will be to you. In other words, I will be who you make me be. If you do what's right, then I'm going to do open my hand. If you don't open your hand, I will close my hand. So what does it mean? I am the one that you make me be. And says the Ramban, and that Rabbi Yitzchok says, I was the one, ani shayiti, and I'm the one who will be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying like this, says the Meshech Chochma, explaining the same idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, you want to know my name? You make my name. My name is, I created everything that has to be. But what will happen is you. I am going to reveal according to your understanding. Because here is a situation that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one revelation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show Klal Yisrael now a complete different revelation. So first of all, they'll say this is not the same God. the God that Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov saw is totally different. Or if it's the same, it has changed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my name is Eke, I will be what you make me be. In other words, the future is already in the past, but you make it happen. Klal Yisrael, Atem Eidai Vanikel, our witnessing makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals according to our understanding. Our understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is evolving. It's an interactive relationship. I will be what you make me be. If you are a Baal Tzedakah, I'm going to reveal myself as a Baal Tzedakah. Not only Mida Keneged Mida, says the Loshon HaMeshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma says, his Loshon is, that I will reveal myself according to your Hasokis. Whatever you are masig, you're creating a bigger and higher form of revelation. The Pesodak always brings down that Daniel, when he saw somebody sitting in top of Kisya Kovet, was Tzura Sodom. And who was the Tzura Sodom? Says that Arizal was himself. Daniel saw himself sitting. Because his Hasog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is how much he was masig. I will be who you make me be. That is the Shem Shomayim. So Eke Asher Eke is I will be what you make me be. And the idea of Eke is the Gilui Hashem. So that's why it's a machloik is a Shem Shomayim or not. Because this is not a Shem Shomayim. This is the source for the names. The Shem Havaya is the Tachlis Agilui that somebody could be Megale. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will be Megale, how much you're Megale. How much are you supposed to be Megale? Which is a spaklaria hamira, that you don't create any barrier. You create a gilui hasholem to how much the mekablim have to be mekabel. That's ihe. That's the havaya. You're Megale as much as I want to be Megale. So that's the gilui that will come, is the gilui that was already there. That's why the shem ihe. And the Shem Eke, Eke is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Megale, is Iye, is the third person saying, this is who you are, who you wanted to reveal is who you are. I was able to bring out and to reveal in you as much as you wanted to reveal. Iye is the Gilui of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned in the Shem Eke. So Mimela, you have to understand something interesting. The Shem Eke, which is the Tachlis HaShemus, he's telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu be Megale as much as you be Megale. But there is a big interesting thing. The Shem Eke is even higher than Shem Havaya. Frank the Beg Mishorim, why the Shem Havaya you cannot spell it out, say it out, but the Shem Eke you could? And the reason is very simple, says Beshach. Because Havaya, we can't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale. Meaning our Hasog is not as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale, because he only reveals to us as much as reveal of himself. But we are always lacking. The only person who was able to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as he wanted to be Megale is who? Is Moshe Rabbeinu, which is his Paklari Hamira. But that's why we can't say Shem Havaya. We could say the Shem Eke, because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who he is. So Eke, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who he is, how much he wants to reveal, we can say, because that is real. But that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is higher, hoy veviyeh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has revealed as much as we can have, we don't, because we're not Madrega, except somebody who was in the Baklari Hamira, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. So Mimele is Givaldik Admeoid. Eke Asher Eke means, I will be who you make me be. So the Eke is the Shem of Revelation. That is the Shem Eke. Is it a Shem or not? Targum Yerzeh Muzilah is not Shem. That's the Tachlis HaShemus. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do, but that's not the name. That's what he knows about himself. This is the process, but that's not a name. According to Targum Yerushalmi, the second Eke is the Shem of Revelation. According to Targum Unkelus, the Eke Asher Eke is Hashem, because that is the process, that I will reveal myself as much as you reveal. The Shem Eke is the process of revelation. But says the Targum Unkelus, the Shem is that process. Mimela, you could write Shem Shamayim of Eke, or as Eke Asher Eke. It's the same Shem, because it's the process of revelation. You just could spell it out. So it's interesting. The name is Eke. The Asher connects the first Eke to the second Eke. So the Shem Asher becomes a Shem. But not that it's a Shem Bifnei Atzmo, it's the same Shem Eke, because the Shem Eke is the process of revelation. The process of revelation could be Eke, or it could be spelled out, Eke Asher Eke. Says the Goyim, the Eke Asher Eke means that this name that I want to be Megale is what you make me Megale. That is the process of Gilui. So the name Asher is connecting the first to the second neck. That's the part of the process. So that's why the Targum doesn't translate. Because Asher is part of the name. So we said one second is a separate name. No. The Shemek is the process of revelation. You could spell the process of revelation in various forms, but it's the same Shem. So the Shem Eke and Eke, Asher Eke, is the same process. So Eke and Eke, not two separate Shemes. You need the link between them, the link of the process, and that's the word Asher. That's why the Talmud doesn't translate Asher. So when he asks, one second, why doesn't it translate the name Asher? Because the name Asher is part of the name. That is the Shem Shamayim. But what is the Shem Shamayim? Is the process of the linkage between the first Eke to the second Eke. So the second Eke, the first Eke are the Shem Shamayim. They are not a repetition of the name, it's the process of the name. That evolving process of revelation is the word Asher that makes it happen. If you look at the word Asher always means something more real. Asher kishruni bonus. Ishur Ashtor, Zviv Ashtar, which the star is not Mekuyam yet. You give Kium Ashtor, it's called the Ishur Ashtoris. The word Asher is a Shem Havaye, is a process of revelation. You make it real by our actions. Kodesh Baruch says, I'll review as much as you do it. So this is the Shem, the process of revelation. So Kodesh Baruch, before Yetzias Mitzrayim, all of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Gilui of the Shem Shamayim, how Kodesh Baruch does it. He's telling Klal Yisrael, you make it happen. It's an interactive relationship. You are Megale Shem Shamayim. I have a plan of how much needs to be Megule. You make it happen. The making it happen is the Eke, I will be, who you make me be. And you know how you make me be? By the word Asher. You make it happen. You make it real. You realize that. You bring it to reality. The plan bringing to reality, which is the process, the Gilui, that's the Kem Shem Eke Asher Eke. And we'll soon see that Moshe Rabbeinu was zoiche to be Megale in this process as much as HaKadosh Baruch wanted, which is the Shem Ihye. Eke is what I want to do it, the process of revelation. Eke leads to the Shem Havai, which is here. But that's his Paklaria Hamira. Moshe Rabbeinu to be Zoicha to the Shem Havai. Vikarasi b'Shem Hashem Lefanecha, which is the Tachlis Agilui. Moshe Rabbeinu had to achieve the Madrega of his Paklaria Hamira, which starts with the Sneh and ends up with the Mila Moshe Rabbeinu. That we'll see Hashem next week.